Each month we speak with Tristan Parker from eAccess Bulletin. Now you can get the publication completely free of charge, and it tells you all about assistive tech and accessible technology, software, websites, looking at technology and helping disabled people or people with sensory impairments, perhaps those with sight loss. And it's packed with information, and of course you can also ask questions on the publication as well for readers or experts to answer. So it's jam-packed, and to tell us more about the latest issue, Tristan joins us now.
Hi, Alan.
So here we are once again for the next installment of eAccess Bulletin. Now we've got three big topics we're going to highlight today that people can obviously find out and read more about in the latest publication. But we're going to start off, first of all, with spending our money.
This is a survey called the Clickaway Pound Survey. So it's a questionnaire that asks people with disabilities about their experience of online shopping and how easy or difficult they find it to use retail websites when they're buying things online. So the first Clickaway Pound report actually launched a few years ago in 2016, and the results showed that there were a lot of issues on a lot of websites, which I'm sure won't surprise many of your listeners. But more than that, a lot of people, when they encountered problems on sites, they were just simply clicking away and not using the sites, the result of which was basically a huge amount of business lost for these online sites due to not making their websites accessible. So that was the picture with the last survey. And this new Clickaway Pound survey is aiming to see if that picture has changed at all over the last few years. We spoke to the person who designed the survey, a chap called Rick Williams from a disability consultancy, Freeney Williams, who are releasing the survey. And Rick gives us his thoughts on why they're relaunching the survey now and what he expects the new version to show. And I would definitely encourage listeners to go and take part in the survey if they can. It's very simple to do. It only takes about 10 minutes. Get entered into a prize draw, I think. But most of all, it's a really good opportunity to make your voice heard about these issues. And of course, the main goal is for businesses to sit up and take note of the survey when the results are published, hopefully. So you can enter that at clickawaypound.com. So yeah, I definitely encourage people to go and have a look at that.
It's amazing when we think about the time of year, especially. You've got the run up to Christmas, you've got Black Friday happening, Cyber Monday, we had Purple Tuesday, you know, encouraging retailers, online retailers, to make their sites accessible and highlighting the hundreds of billions of pounds that they're missing out on because their websites just aren't accessible. And you would think in this day and age, you know, every pound counts, and if your site is accessible, then this is a massive market you could be tapping into.
And as you say, it's just money being wasted that these businesses could be taking advantage of by making their sites more usable for everyone, really.
I totally get this, you know, but I'm blind myself, so I use assistive technology, whether it's my smartphone or PC or whatever, and I do a lot of shopping online on websites that I know work. And if you find a website that doesn't work, you end up telling other people, just saying, look, do you know what, don't bother with this website because it's useless. You know, word spreads really quickly. So it will be an interesting survey this year, quite an interesting one to look at as well. Thanks very much for that, Tristan. Now, a couple more things. We've got some conferences to talk about and a tech share one.
Yes, that's right. So going to be attending the TechShare Pro 2018 conference, which is it's an annual event that looks at what's going on in the world of digital accessibility. So it's organised primarily by technology charity AbilityNet. And there are speakers from a lot of big companies and organisations that are going to be talking about how they're making products and services more accessible for people with disabilities. Talks on what's being done in digital banking, and RNIB have a session on smart meters around the home. There are people from the BBC and Channel 4 talking about accessible media. But one of the topics I'm really going to be following throughout the day is accessible gaming. It's really been pushed into the spotlight a bit in recent years, very much including games designed for and played by people with visual impairments, of course, which have a huge following and a really big community around it. I've talked about various games and projects on this show before, and one of the organisations I've covered, gaming charity actually called Special Effect. They're going to be at TechShare and they're going to be demoing some of these accessible games. You can read a bit about that and about what else is going on at TechShare in the next issue.
Always interesting, accessible gaming parts. Tristan, look forward to that one. And finally, you've been on your travels for another conference?
Yes, that's right. I was in Vienna recently to attend a conference on artificial intelligence, and it was a really fascinating event, and it really did demonstrate, I suppose, how quickly this technology has been evolving in recent years. AI in one form or another has been around for a long time, of course, but it's only really in the last few years that people are kind of really picking up on the real benefits that it could have for people with disabilities across the board. So at the event, there were representatives from Google, Facebook, Microsoft, talking about how they've been using AI in their accessibility-focused products, facial recognition tool that can help describe photos to people who are blind, an upcoming app from Google called Lookout. And there was also a lot of talk about how people are going to be able to really personalize AI systems as time goes on, which of course has a lot of potential applications for people with disabilities.
And I use the Amazon version at home for everything from, you know, adjusting my heating, lighting throughout the house, and, you know, more and more products, you know, white goods like washing machines and so on now have accessible apps. You can hook them up to your home assistants as well. It really is making a massive difference, as long as it's accessible.
keep the buzzword. Yes, as you kind of demonstrated there, AI technology is already being built into any number of things around the home. So as long as people make the systems accessible, then it can be a very, very useful thing.
Okay, Tristan, if people would like to find out more then about eAccess Bulletin and receive the free publication or ask some questions, what's the best way to do that?
As you say, it's completely free to sign up to. It's just a once a month email. So if you go to the following web address, you can subscribe. And I should say there's no www in front of this address. It's just lists.headstar.com. So that's lists.headstar.com. You can get a bit of a taster of the bulletin on our website, headstar.com/EAB live. We're on Twitter. Our handle is @eAccessBulletin. And people can always get in touch with us by email. We're always very keen to hear about any tech questions or accessibility questions or queries that people might have or things they think we should be covering. So you can always email us on eaccessbulletin@gmail.com.
Tristan, great to speak with you as always, and we'll catch up with you again very soon. In the meantime, thank you for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.